Why didn't Narada deal with Kamsa properly, by Krishna's mercy?
Quote, Narada warned Kamsa to be careful of the friends and well-wishers and all the demigods taking birth in those families. Kamsa and his friends and advisors were all demons. Demons are always afraid of demigods. After being thus informed by Narada about the appearance of the demigods in different families, Kamsa at once became alert. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 1.
Listen, democracy is a nice idea. I am not criticizing. People take pride in having voted, though they have to be reminded every now and then. They like to show others that they participated in the democratic process, even though many have no clue what the issues are. They hate this one person. They like the way this other person talks. That is enough to influence a decision. If we are being honest, however, democracy is a breeding ground for fraud and corruption. Similar to the principle of might is right, as long as you have majority support of public opinion, you can do whatever you want. That is not an exaggeration. You could intentionally send contagiously ill people into a home for elderly folks and cause a huge outbreak. That would make you one of the worst human beings in the world. But you will win the next election easily because of support from the public. To that end, I respect healthy skepticism of politics and politicians. I certainly have no desire to meet anyone in government. I hear the things they say. I watch the things they do. Some of them are the worst human beings imaginable. The rogues, thieves, and cheats thrive in the Vox Populi system. I have a question about Narada Muni. In the story of Krishna's advent, Narada plays a small role. He visits King Kamsa of Mathura and instigates a change in behavior. Kamsa is behaving somewhat kindly towards his sister Devaki, though a curse previously declared that her eighth child would be Kamsa's doom. Narada's desire was that Kamsa change his thinking. Become harsher instead of kinder. Why would a saintly person do that? Why would Narada even talk to someone who was so vile as to throw newborn babies against stone? I don't quite understand.
Saintly people following in the Vedic tradition tend to stay away from politics. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adopted this policy, with his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada referring to pounds and shillings men. The saintly class isn't really interested in meeting with people interested only in money and power. At the same time, someone like Narada Muni is willing to do anything to see the Supreme Lord and of Destiny manifest. The demigods had petitioned Vishnu directly to address the problems on earth, namely the rise of the Asura class. By altering Kamsa's psychology with targeted logic, Narada hoped to expedite that arrival. This is precisely what occurred. Kamsa followed by imprisoning Devaki and her husband, Vasudeva. He immediately killed each child that was born to them. Finally, it was time for the eighth to appear. It was indeed Vishnu, confirmed through the vision manifest before the loving parents. If Narada had stayed out of the situation, if he refused to talk to kings that had respect for him, then perhaps the events wouldn't have played out as they had. Within the vision of the Paramahansa, even a vile killer like Kamsa is praiseworthy. This is because the spiritual essence is clear, the relationship to Sri Krishna is eternal. In closing, Narada to anyone coming near, since spiritual essence clear, way for destiny paving, so that Vishnu saving, from Asura's terror bound, so in womb of Devaki found, for Kamsa soon the end, rightful punishment ascend.